We are also learning about the married couple who police say ended 14 lives, including the lives we just heard about. The conversation that follows will not answer the big question, which is why they acted as they did. We do get a picture of some of the daily life of the alleged shooter, Syed Rizwan Farooq.
We get it from the director of the Islamic Center of Riverside. Farooq prayed at that mosque twice a day from about 2012 to 2014. Kelly McEvers, host of NPR's All Things Considered, is in San Bernardino and sat down with Mustafa Kuko.
So you knew Mr. Farooq very well. Can you tell us about him?
My knowledge of him as a decent guy, a mild-mannered person. He speaks with a very soft and gentle voice and look very peaceful. He doesn't get into any argument or any dispute with anyone, you know. So he's not very much a social person. But he used to talk to me. He used to come at least twice a day on a regular basis, unless during the times when he was overseas in Saudi Arabia. And he appeared to be someone who's very much committed to the religion of Islam, you know, taking it a little bit serious. And you feel that he's trying to carry his obligation, religious obligations, to the letter and word, you know.
And so when you say he was serious about Islam and studying Islam, you know, you said he came to pray two times a day, but what else makes you say that?
The seriousness appears in his regularity. He comes on daily basis, including the weekend, Saturday and Sundays. And he comes every morning, very early in the morning. Sometimes our service is around 4:30 in the morning.
Yes.
I felt it an indicative of a commitment to the religion, you know.
And so how did you find out? Where were you when you found out?
When I got his name, we do have a sister that she is his co-worker, a Muslim sister from our organization here. She's very active with us, and he shot her and planning to kill her.
She was a co-worker of Syed Farooq.
She was a co-worker, but she's here from our mosque. And he shot her, and she's in the hospital right now. She received about 4 bullets in her body, but she's okay.
So he must have known her.
Oh, definitely. Definitely he knows her.
What do you think about that?
That's crazy. That's very bad. I don't know exactly how someone can do something like this, unless he has lost his mind completely. Someone with pure mind cannot do that, definitely.
That's Mustafa Kuko, director of the Islamic Center of Riverside, speaking with NPR's Kelly McEvers of All Things Considered.